So, Mr. Fernando, he was appointed to the board. This seems to have puzzled even some State Department employees. If he was at all qualified, why did he resign so suddenly after ABC News started asking questions?
I mean, you'd have to ask him. I mean, look, all I know and can say about this story, and I've read the story, obviously, is, you know, when looking at, he served on the International Security Advisory Board, and that was established to provide State Department with independent insight and advice on different international security matters. The board should reflect, according to its charter, a balance of background, points of view. So he was chosen as part of that process of trying to choose members that represent a broad range of views, I assume. I don't have any more details into his selection process, and I certainly don't have any details into why he resigned so briefly.
Does state have any concerns that the decision to appoint him was purely political, was without any national security considerations?
Do we have concerns that it was purely politically motivated? No, I don't think so. It's not unusual for, as I said, a broad range of individuals to be vetted and chosen for these kinds of positions.
Okay. Had he had any other engagements or encounters with the State Department prior to the ISAB appointment?
Good question. I'm not sure what his... I apologize. I don't think I know. You're talking about whether he had had worked for the State Department or had
capacity,
any kind of capacity.
Right.
I'll see if I can get you any information about that. I don't have it in front of me. Yeah.
Are there any other appointments made by Secretary Clinton's chief of staff or Secretary Clinton herself that the State Department had any concerns about or that?
No, not that I'm aware of. No.